The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got secession still to come here tonight to discuss, both in Europe, Catalonia with a historic vote, also California, some kind of vote happening there that Mark will be informing us about here in a moment. So we'll give you more information in just a bit, but first we'll let you know who's on the air. I'm Ian.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
So here's a story from The Guardian at LouRockwell.com. LouRockwell.com is featuring a story from The Guardian. Catalan leader Artur Mas vowed to step up the push for independence after early results from Sunday's symbolic vote showed that 4 out of 5 votes in the region backed breaking away from Spain. There was a lot of news coverage recently, of course, about Scotland's epic vote that came up recently. Unfortunately, it fell just a few percentage points short of what they needed to actually secede from the United Kingdom. In Catalonia, it looks like they may have a solid supermajority, 4 out of 5 voters backing the breaking away of Catalonia from Spain. With more than 2 million votes cast, Artur Mas called the symbolic referendum.
How much?
2 million votes cast.
No, I meant Mas.
Oh, that's a joke because that
it's
means more
yeah.
in Spanish.
Little joke. It's so fun trying to get Ian to laugh.
Un poquito.
Mas called the symbolic referendum a lesson in democracy spelled out in capital letters. He said he would send a letter on Monday to Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, urging him to confront, quote, the Catalan question, unquote, with a formal binding referendum on independence. Mas said, quote, we want to decide a new political future. All nations have a right to do so, and mature democracies respect that. After months of tense legal wrangling between Madrid and Barcelona, Catalan leaders were forced to water down their plans for a formal referendum and turn it into just a symbolic vote, staffed by 41,000 volunteers and voters who registered on the spot. Until polling stations opened on Sunday morning, doubts remained as to whether the vote would even take place. It's interesting. Some places in the world, they actually hold their votes on the weekends when more people, you know, don't have work and can actually go out and participate. So this was a Sunday vote.
Yeah, it's, deciding when you're going to hold a vote is always kind of interesting. Do you want to do it on the weekend? Do you want to do it during the weekday? Do you want to, in Florida, they had this early voting where you could go and vote over the course of 2 weeks.
I kind of thought that was cool.
I like it, but it makes me feel less confident that my vote is being counted properly.
Good point. It certainly would be easier to lose votes like that than aren't being watched like a hawk.
I'm certain, in my town when they count votes, that those votes are counted correctly or darn close to correctly.
Well, you can stand there and watch it.
Right. You could stay there all day and watch people enter them into the box and then, you know, at the time when the box is opened and that kind of thing. Now, I can't say anything about what happens to the votes once they go to Concord for, you know, things that aren't local. But as far as the local elections go, when candidate loses by 12 votes, he lost by 12 votes.
All the votes are tallied locally, as I understand it. I don't believe they're sending
But the numbers
the
are then sent to elsewhere. And,
right.
You know, somebody with a somebody could create a new sheet and hand it off. It's
certainly, yeah. I mean, there's certainly evidence that fraud has occurred in various different votes, regardless of whether or not they're electronic or not.
I just want to clear something up here about the Catalonia. This is not the Basque region of Spain. The Basque have been fighting for independence from Spain for about as long as I've ever been paying attention, probably longer than that.
Really? Okay.
And that's the Basques are sort of in the mid north of Spain.
Catalonia
is in the north and east of Spain.
It's interesting. I didn't even know there were two secessionist movements in Spain. So
the Basques are watching this very closely.
On Sunday, the atmosphere on the streets of Barcelona was festive as young and old made their way to polling stations across the city, some wrapped in Catalan flags and others snapping selfies as they cast their ballots. Voters were asked two questions, whether Catalonia should be a state, and if they replied yes, they were asked if it should be an independent state. Early results showed that 80.7% of voters replied yes to both of the questions, according to the Catalan vice president, Joana Ortega. Just over 10.
Catalonia is not a state. It looks like one here on the map.
I think what they mean by that is its own independent state outside of Spain.
Okay.
So just over.
Like Andorra, which it borders.
Correct. Just over 10% voted yes to the first question. Was Andorra ever part of Spain?
No, but it's a protectorate, I believe, of France in the sense that, you know, like, I don't know, there's some relationship in that way.
Just over 10% voted yes to the first question and no to the second, while 4.5% voted no to both questions. While there was no formal electoral roll, the regional government said that 5.4 million Catalans and resident foreigners were eligible to vote. Pro-independence groups hoped that a large turnout would prompt central government to negotiate tax and political autonomy with the region or pave the way for a formal referendum. One independent supporter, Felipe Alcalde said, quote, even if it's symbolic, at least we'll show we want to express our opinion and have some sort of result to push the process forward. This is our attempt to be democratic in a state that doesn't respect democracy. Now, just to be clear, the Catalonian region, in this case, they are folks who tend to support, you know, they're not against government. I mean, they're not a liberty movement.
Kind of anarchist secession movement.
Right.
No, of course this
is not a liberty movement. What they are is a group of folks, from what I've read previously, who, you know, they're tired of being taxed by Spain to send their money outside of Catalonia where they don't, you know, believe that it's being used in the best way it possibly could. They'd rather keep their efforts local. They'd rather create whatever socialist programs they want to in Catalonia, and they want to have the ability to make those choices.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Do you believe the whole globe should be, a democracy, and therefore, I guess, the people of India and China make all the decisions for us? Or do you think that there should be autonomous regions? What are those autonomous regions, and what should they look like? Should they be based on sort of past legacies of war, genocide, and ethnic cleansing, or should they in fact be, these sort of logically meted out areas? If that's what you believe, that's fine. Do you think that there should be more or less democracy from smaller areas in there, contained within these autonomous regions? It gets very complicated to decide exactly who's right and just. Should the people of Spain be able to decide if Catalonia leaves, or should the people of Catalonia be able to decide if Catalonia leaves? Wait a second. What if northern Catalonia wants to leave and southern Catalonia doesn't want to leave? Should they be able to create a dividing line? I mean,
yes. More division between states is ideal.
Well, I would agree with you, too. And really, it all comes down to the individual. Should a woman be able to leave the house of, her parents or her husband if that's what she wants to do? Obviously, she should be able to do that. People should be able to govern themselves. And
that's obvious to us, but not in some cultures where women are assigned to marriages, right?
Indeed.
You know, I just hope that they are able to get a free state for themselves. I
Me
know
too.
That it's
it
always
free, but
it is
be
always
separate.
Difficult to leave an abusive relationship, but it would be doing the right thing.
Well, Mark asked a good question. When or if a vote actually occurs, will it be all the people of Spain who vote, or just the people in Catalonia? Because if it's just the folks in Catalonia, it's likely to pass. But if it's true that Catalonia is like a donor state, if you will, meaning that they, you know, put more in taxes than comes back to the region.
And that happens to regions.
Yeah, then people elsewhere in Spain might vote, well, oh, we don't want to lose these guys. They're a big tax milk for the rest of the
Well, this
country.
Is what democracy is. It's voting that the other guy has to pay for stuff.
As reports on the millions of voters, get this again from The Guardian, began to dominate headlines on Sunday evening. The Spanish Justice Minister Rafael Catalá dismissed the vote as fruitless and useless, arguing that it had been, quote, carried out on the margin of any legal framework, unquote. In a statement, he added, "The government considers this to be a day of political propaganda organized by pro-independence forces and devoid of any kind of democratic validity."
Okay, so this is what you would expect to hear from the government in any one of these circumstances. But this has been coming up for some time. If the government wanted to make sure that there was a fair election, they could have been involved in whatever way they wanted to be involved. And I'm not sure whether this is a fair election or not. But this, it's not like anybody, boing, let's have an election. This was months in planning.
We'll come back with more. You're welcome to share your thoughts, not just on Catalonian secession in general, or whatever you want to discuss. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about secession. It's back in the news. This time, Catalonia with an epic vote of 2 million people in what unfortunately was a non-binding, informal vote for, you know, fun, basically. What do people think about secession? Well, it looks like about 8 out of 10 folks voted in favor of seceding from Spain, which is very exciting. And people waited for quite a while. There's a photograph here in the Guardian article of people stretched in a long line across, Mark, you described this as a gym floor, but it looks outdoors. It's
blue.
Yeah, it's blue, but it appears to be outdoors. It's lit as though it's outdoors,
okay.
like in the back lot of some sort of a place where people live, maybe like an apartment building.
So a lot of people lined up.
Yeah, not only are they lined up, they're lined up in an S, so they're actually crossing the length of this very long floor three times. This is longer than any line I've ever seen to vote anywhere, and this isn't even a binding vote. It's just a, you know, something they put together to get people's opinions. 41,000 people volunteered to work the polling locations for this. I mean, it's an incredible level of dedication to this idea of secession.
The people that are, in a lot of cases, the people that are against secession, they decided to boycott this vote.
So we heard, yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. You know, I mean, exactly. how are we supposed to get an accurate number if you decide to boycott the vote? I just don't know.
Well, something you shouldn't be boycotting is a free pound of coffee. Mark, how can our listeners hook themselves up?
Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound. All you do is you sign up for the subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound of coffee, delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee, and you can take it and go. But if you drink coffee, I think you'll find that, A, this coffee is awesome, and, B, it's really, really convenient to have coffee just delivered to you. You don't have to worry. All your coffee problems are solved. You can get the right, you know, the brand that you like. You can try different ones. You can change your subscription up. But one thing that BuzzBox does that other companies don't do is that they allow us to, you know, they give us back some of the proceeds so that we're able to give donations to this micro lending organization called Kiva.org, and we've given out a lot of loans, and those loans get paid back. We loan it out again. It's Kiva.org, and if you just go through coffee.freetalklive.com and order your coffee there, then you'll be helping people around the world with a hand up.
Lauren Rumpler is here with us tonight, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl. Lauren, you were at Keenvention a couple of weeks ago, and you had the pleasure of being on the secession panel.
I did.
How was that for you, by the way?
It was incredible. You know, there were a lot of points that were made on it, and I think it was interesting because not everyone on the panel agreed about everything. So I found that I got into it with everyone on the panel about something.
Yeah, even Jason Sorens, from like the founder of the Free State Project, was on the panel, which was an amazing thing. I didn't expect that to happen at all.
Go, that's Rob.
Awesome. And then, you know, Jason's position was kind of like, well, you know, he likes the idea of secession, but doesn't feel like now's the time to talk about it. And you've been doing a lot of talking about that.
I have.
Not just, you know, on your various media efforts. You were on the Rebel Love Show recently, yes. And you've got your own
Spent
show.
Spent 3 hours talking about secession here on Free Talk Live,
right,
during the secession in
Scotland.
Scotland.
But more importantly, Lauren, you've been talking about it with people, not just listeners to our shows. Obviously, somebody listening to a show like yours or ours or whatever is going to be more inclined to support secession. You've been out doing physical, in-the-reality kind of outreach.
Yes.
What have your experiences been with that?
Oh, people are just so receptive. It's amazing. And this is one of the things we talked about on the panel, was a lot of people, you know, want to get people to the Free State Project and enjoy liberty and don't want to seem too disconnected with the public here in New Hampshire because that would hurt our cause. And so they feel like it's extreme when the Free State Project puts itself with secession.
Well, the Free State Project doesn't do that. The Free State Project doesn't take positions on issues.
Right, but exactly, because some it's a decentralized group. It can't, you know, take positions because there's no authority.
Some individuals who are Free State Project participants, like the three of us, we do support secession.
And we're very open about the fact that we're part of the Free State Project when we do secession.
And some people
a lot of
like
people
that.
Are concerned about that. And they think that other people will think that we're actually, like, all the Free Staters are that's a Free State Project thing. And we try to be clear about the fact that not everybody in the movement agrees with that.
Well, when you're out on the streets, you're doing outreach for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
Yes. Which was started by my friend Neil Connor, who's also an objectivist. And funny enough, since most objectivists are minarchists, so it's a little funny.
Gotcha.
So anyway, the point is that I've been doing activism for this, and everybody, I mean, there's, you know, the older people aren't so on board with it. Some of them are, but I found that people my age and in my parents' age bracket seem to be really open-minded to the idea of secession. And
are you pre-qualifying people? Are you asking if they're from New Hampshire, or are you just talking to anybody on the street?
Oh, I'm just talking to anybody. But, you know, these are normally at, like, market.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, people who show up for market days are normally locals.
Yeah.
So the point is that these people are so receptive to this idea, and it's really because it's New Hampshire. And so New Hampshire is a different environment.
Okay.
New Hampshires enjoy small government and small town. They enjoy the smallness of life. They like all that. And so when big government bureaucracy comes and puts its thumb down on things, you know, New Hampshireites don't really like that. It's a place of small business. Mm. We don't have a lot of big corporations here in New Hampshire. So it's very difficult for corporations to survive here in New Hampshire because people enjoy those small stores. They enjoy that quiet life and quiet existence.
I don't know if I would say it's difficult. Walmart seems to be doing just fine.
Well, Walmart, it gets
Home Depot, they're here.
Walmart's going to get its revenue other places, and it's still going to be worthwhile for them to be located here because Walmart's never going to have an issue with funding. It's just, it's not a thing. So anyway, the point
it's still a competitive marketplace. If the mom and pops pulled the business away, Walmart would close their store.
But, you know, I think most people I talk to go to Market Basket or Hanover.
Those are grocery stores. So just to be clear, Walmart is apparently the number one grocer in the United States now. I heard that recently.
And Hannaford's is a multinational corporation.
It's true. Hannaford's is owned by Dell. I believe it's Delhaize, which is an international grocer conglomerate.
I'd never heard of it till I moved here. But I'll tell you what, Market Basket is really popular.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, we're talking here about the Catalonia independence vote, and I think that it's, you know, it's interesting. We've had the one that went on in Scotland.
Which was an actual binding vote. The Catalonian one was an information
vote. Yeah, it failed, catastrophically.
Scotland failed. Catalonia's informational vote passed overwhelmingly.
There was, of course, what was going on in Colorado, where, like, northern Colorado wanted to secede from southern Colorado. And it's kind of interesting. These people want more local self-governance.
And who could oppose that? If you oppose that, we'd love to hear from you. If you want more bigger central governments, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes,
the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You take control of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Are you ready for secession? The topic's going to keep coming up, likely, and you should be bringing it up, I think. When you get a chance to talk to your family members and your friends and your coworkers.
We don't want New Hampshire to be the last one.
No, certainly not. Hopefully we'll be the first. But, you know, if we're not the first, maybe if we're the second or third, that'd be okay with me,
too. I just made the bandwagon fallacy argument just now.
I think that it'd be fine. I mean, if everybody's jumping on the secession bandwagon, let's do it. I mean, whatever it takes to get people on board here, if that's, you know, if that's making secession popular, and which it's going to have to be. We're going to have to popularize this idea. It's not there yet. We got about a quarter of Americans who's currently supported, and I think that's a really good starting point. We'll continue the discussion here about the Catalan vote in Catalonia to secede from Spain. It passed 8 out of 10 voters voted for this thing. Unfortunately, it was just an informational vote and not an actual binding one.
You can get all kinds of legal documents that you're going to need for the course of your normal life at LegalZoom.com. Sorry to tell you, the government demands pieces of paper, whether it's for prenups, powers of attorney, pet protection, divorce, immigration, bankruptcy, disability benefits, DUIs, wills, trademarks, LLCs, whatever it might be. You can get it at at LegalZoom.com. You can use coupon code FTL and you'll save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com. They are not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
While the Spanish Justice Minister, Rafael Catala, dismissed the vote as, quote, fruitless and useless, arguing it had been carried out on the margin of any legal framework. That's convenient for him to just simply dismiss the opinions of 2 million Catalans.
Well,
because he didn't call for the vote.
Right. I think that that's, this vote has been coming up for months. We've been hearing about it for months. If he wanted to get involved with it, rather than dismiss it after it's done, get involved with it beforehand, he could have done that. But they don't want to do that.
At a rally on Sunday night, the pro-independence Catalan National Assembly celebrated the vote, painting it as a first step toward early elections in the region that could act as a de facto poll in independence. Their leader, Carme Forcadell, told a crowd of about 1,000 people, quote, "Today we demonstrated to the world that the Spanish state isn't our state and that the Spanish justice system doesn't instill fear in us with their threats," unquote, calling the vote a demonstration of force by Catalan nationalist Emilio Sanz.
A demonstration of force. Somebody gets together and has a vote.
Oh, Ian, if you're going to read Spanish names, you should have had me do it.
Are you fluent?
I am Hispanic.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Most people don't know that. Most people think I'm white.
So, hablas español?
Sí.
All right, very good.
Un poco.
Que bueno. Let's stop it now.
Emilio Sanez Frances, a professor of history and international relations at Madrid's Cormillas Pontifical University, said it was also a wake-up call for Spain's central government. Despite having no legal validity, the mere fact that the vote was held, he said, weakened the image of the central government after it repeatedly told Spaniards that this vote would never happen. Catalans opposed to independence had called for a boycott of the vote, making it impossible to infer from the results how deep the independent sentiment runs in the region. But considering, as they mentioned earlier, there's 5-something million people in the region, and 2 million of them just, you know, most of the supermajority of 2 million of them voted for it, I'd say it's pretty strong. But the vote hinted that early elections could leave the central government facing off against the Catalan Republican left, a political party more fiercely committed to independence, he said. Rajoy has an interest in keeping Mas, who is more moderate, at the helm of Catalonia. He hoped there would now be dialogue. It's time for big solutions, said Sáenz Frances, not just solutions that will carry each party to the next elections, but solutions that will do what's best for the country in 20 years. The final results of the vote will be published at the end of the month. So actually, they don't even have the official tally yet on what the actual numbers are. So initial results appear to be 8 out of 10 voters voting for independence. I think it's very exciting. As I was saying before, this is a topic that needs to be discussed here, wherever it is you happen to be. Doesn't matter if you're in the United States or elsewhere in the world, this is an important subject to bring up.
Yeah, and if you're located in New Hampshire and you want to help support the secession movement, you should really message me on Facebook. And talk to me about joining our the organization. And there's not really an official joining, but we can get you on our list of people so that we can invite you to any secession events. Because we're always doing this in different locations throughout New Hampshire. So it doesn't matter if you're not in Manchester. If you're anywhere in New Hampshire, we can even send you material that you can hand out to people that you know.
Which doesn't happen in a lot of other states, although there are some states like Vermont and Texas where there is a secession movement. Vermont, in fact, has the Second Vermont Republic. They've actually run political candidates. They had a guy running for a lieutenant governor who actually got over 5% of the vote, which is better than a libertarian will typically do. So I think it's important to really bring this stuff up in as many different locations as possible, whether it's, you know, at a club meeting, where you a social club, or at church, or wherever. And use Catalonia. Use Scotland. Use whatever the secession story of the moment is that's in the news as your excuse to, hey, what do you think about this Catalonian secession thing? Just to kind of test the waters out with your friends.
I don't think in the United States that secession of a state is likely in the near future, but I think that talking about it, what it does is it it normalizes the behavior, because what you have to ask yourself is should a region have more or less control? Should they be more or less autonomous? And most people will say, yeah, you know, smaller areas should be able to have more autonomy until they want to do something I don't want them to do. And really, that's the problem with the federal government. If the U.S. federal government only did militarized protection, what you would have is you wouldn't have a situation where people are scared to death of immigration. You would probably have regions wanting to be annexed on, you know, to the United States, be, you know, protectorates, that kind of thing. If you had the states administering, you know, all the other programs the United States government does, then you would have a lot more control over those regions. You wouldn't have the seat of power that is Washington, D.C. Because throughout human history, if you look at it this way, throughout human history, city-states have always sort of ruled over other regions, Rome and Greece and, you know, different Athens and, you know, different areas, you know, these kind of places. It was one capital city-state that was ruling over all the rest. And that's really what it is now. Washington, D.C. purports to be the
world
capital
police.
Center of the world.
Yeah. And they wouldn't be able to do that if D.C. was its own country. They wouldn't have the money. They wouldn't have the resources.
No, they take resources and money from other places, and they,
right.
you know, they claim to administer it fairly, of course, and you know, then this is what we got.
All right, so we'll link over to the story from The Guardian on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. If you want to access those things, just go to news.freetalklive.com. There are links there to all three of those social bookmarking sites, news.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He is on via Skype. Hello, Phoenix in Illinois.
Hey, guys. The question I have tonight for you is...
Liberty Phoenix! Hi!
Hey, Lauren. How you doing?
Good.
Go ahead, sir.
Sorry.
So I've been thinking about IP a lot today. And
intellectual property.
Correct.
That's what that stands for.
And yeah.
We lived in a libertarian, libertopian society, and the entire net was on the MadeSafe network. Would it be immoral to hack an individual's hard drive to obtain a file?
What is the MadeSafe network for listeners who are unaware?
Well, for those that don't know, the MadeSafe network is essentially a network of computers, nodes, that you contribute part of your hard drive to holding a decentralized portion of a file. And that file gets spread out throughout the entire network, kind of like how we use torrenting.
Okay.
But it would be the entire web page would be spread out throughout the entire network, and then when someone wants to access it, they just access that page, and it all pulls it all together.
It's a way to decentralize storage of files that would hopefully protect them from being taken out by things like governments, for instance. That's one of the things that you can do there. So what were you saying? You're saying all of the world's files would be held by this? That seems pretty unrealistic.
Well, like I said, it's a hypothetical.
Okay, so go ahead. What was the question?
That was that would it be immoral to hack an individual's hard drive to obtain a file? Like maybe
I don't understand what the MadeSafe network has to do with the question, but we'll come back with more here in moments. Would it be immoral to hack somebody's files? Yeah, of course. It's their property.
I hear canard coming on.
But we'll come back with more here in moments. Our toll-free number, we'll bring Liberty Phoenix back on, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to comment on secession. In fact, Mark has a little bit more secession news, this one from California, some kind of a unspoken vote or a secret vote, one that has not been publicized very much. I'm not sure what you're going to give us here, Mark, but you'll give it to us here in a moment if we get the chance. The us in the studio includes me, Ian.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
Lauren, how do listeners who would like to get more of you online find you?
Yeah, so you can like my page, which used to be Objectivist Girl, but can now be found at facebook.com/Lauren Rumpler Productions.
Okay.
And the page will be called Lauren Rumpler, so you can just search for Lauren Rumpler. Also, I have a show on Monday nights called True Objective. That show will be, everything's kind of at a pause right now. I have to visit Ohio to take care of some stuff. But I will be back and the show will be back on shortly. So make sure you go like that page, both pages, for updates on everything. And of course, you can find all of my work at objectivistgirl.com.
Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. We've got Liberty Phoenix in Illinois. Phoenix, you are proposing some sort of hypothetical, unrealistic scenario in which all computers in the world are linked up through a decentralized network that shares files with one another. And you would ask the question, would it be immoral to hack into those files? Can you rephrase the question? I want to make sure I got it right.
Well, I can understand how there would be far too many hypotheticals for that actual scenario to be relevant. So think of just a small community of individuals that came together to voluntarily get rid of intellectual property.
Okay.
Say there, I don't know if there's a possibility for you to secure a file on the MadeSafe network, but if they instituted some type of platform like that to store all of their computer information, then under the understanding that intellectual property is abolished in this community, would it then be immoral to try to hack an individual's
Okay. I think there's a misunderstanding of the technology here, and it could be me that's misunderstanding it. But my understanding of the MadeSafe or Storage, which is kind of one of the competitors to MadeSafe, that these decentralized storage networks that you're describing, my understanding of it is those files are encrypted. Those files are being stored on your computer. What you're doing is you're volunteering. If you join Storage or MadeSafe, and I don't even know if you can do this yet. I know that they were in beta or alpha or something like that. So whether these things are actually available yet, I don't know. But when they become available, you would be able to say, all right, I'm going to donate a gigabyte hard drive of hard drive space to storing files from people anywhere around the world who I don't know. And the thing is, those files, you don't get to just browse through them. They're being stored on your computer in many cases in fractions of the file. The full files aren't there. But even if the full file was being stored there, it's stored encrypted on your computer. You don't have any knowledge of what's in that database. You have no knowledge of the contents of the files or even the file names that are there, which means that you're also protected from liability because if someone were to upload some sort of illegal files, like, let's say some music or movies or pornography of certain types, if they were to upload those things to these decentralized networks, then they could be stored in part on your computer. Thing is, you wouldn't know it, and so therefore you wouldn't be held legally liable for it. So if what you're describing is an encrypted storage situation, then yeah, you'd be cracking somebody's encryption to get into their files, and that would be a property rights violation. But
so
if
that make the case for IP?
No.
Okay, so let me go on. First off, I believe in intellectual property. I believe you have to protect it, though. I think it's important to make a distinction here. So, I mean, if I want to keep a secret and I lock something up with encryption, that doesn't make it yours simply because I don't believe that the federal government or, that the enforcement of somebody's intellectual property rights should be socialized. Look, so, I mean, you know, when I get my bicycle stolen, the police aren't going to do much about it. But when ASCAP or BMI gets a $1 song stolen, they're going to, the federal government's happy to help with a $10 million lawsuit against some mother or some grandmother or something like that in order to enforce what they do. That's what the problem here is the fact that I've got to keep your stuff. I'm paying taxes to keep yours, the big companies, secrets. And there's no reason for that. If you want to keep your music a secret, then keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Don't share it with anybody. But if you sell it to me and then I want somebody else to hear the music that I have purchased, I should probably be able to do that. And, if I haven't bought the rights to play a song, then, what have I purchased exactly?
Yeah, this is a strange question, Phoenix, because, when it comes to intellectual property, sort of the classic ideas of what constitutes intellectual property are creations like, artistic creations like music or a movie or a trademark name or some sort of patented thing, something very specific. Like, for instance, there's some information I might want to protect. Like, I've got a list of affiliates, Free Talk Live affiliate relations list. Daryl and I have access to this list, but I don't give that access out to anybody. There's plenty of people in the affiliate relations business who would love to have access
to. This is 10 years worth of work you put into this list.
It's a hand-built list where I, got the information for hundreds over, 800 to 1,000 talk radio stations, and I created a database of that. That's not intellectual property. I don't claim that, I have a right to.
More like a trade secret.
Yeah, it's just something I want to keep secret, It's something that is not something I'm interested in sharing with the
world. It's like the formula of Coke.
Here's the thought. If you don't want people to know about it and share it, don't put it on the internet.
Don't release it publicly, right. But if you break into my computer and take it, you've then, committed breaking and entering.
That's theft, and you can definitely get somebody in trouble for that.
You've committed hacking in that case.
Intellectual property would even exist without the government?
No.
No, of course not.
Well, it depends on what you call intellectual property. So
it's an idea created by the state.
We're talking about patents, trademarks, copyrights. They falls into these categories. Is a secret intellectual property? I would claim that it is.
Who would enforce them?
What's that?
Who would enforce them if it was done privately?
Individuals or a tort system. Okay, so for instance, if I create a bubbly brown liquid, I call it Coca-Cola, I make the can red, and I write it in sort of a fluid script.
Okay.
Do you think that if I sold that to somebody, but instead it tastes like blueberries?
Nobody's going to buy it then. Why do you need intellectual property to protect it?
If they have bought it, have they been misled? Have they been cheated out of their dollar?
Or no. There's an argument that that's fraud.
They haven't?
I'd say there's a strong argument for fraud there.
Yeah, if you sell me a bubbly brown liquid that isn't Coke and you call it Coke, you've committed fraud against me, and I have a tort against you for about $1.50.
So then in the case of Anthony Kokesh's book Freedom, where he said freely go out and do it, is it because you have his permission to go out and put your name on Freedom and say, this is my book, I wrote it, and he would have no problem with it? Is that... would that change because he says it's okay, but in the face...
Has Adam Kokesh said that you can put your name on his book?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a great...
that's fairly unusual for authors.
There's a great video online. There's a video called Copying is Not Theft. And there's a related video talking about plagiarism that's done in the same style. I encourage everyone to go look at this. I'm going to look up what the name is. But it's a great video on why plagiarism is... there's no incentive to do it, actually. So, so there's no real need to protect against it. There's no real need to protect against it because of the fact that nobody's going to do it if you think about it logically.
Liberty Phoenix, I couldn't hear you there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that if copying it, it kind of diminishes the value of the content because I mean, if you appreciate someone's work, you would want them to be compensated for it.
Yeah,
even if you don't, there's a really good – I really love this video. You know, the funny part is the Copying is Not Theft actually changed my mind about intellectual property. I kid you not, this animated video changed my entire mind about intellectual property.
I mean, it's not theft because the files can be copied in endlessly and not lose quality, you know, from the original. So there's no shortage, there's no scarcity when it comes to digital copying.
Well, it's because it's so ambiguous too. If intellectual property is a thing, then why do I get to play Mozart without having to pay royalties to all of his progeny? What about the guy who invented the wheel? Shouldn't we all get a little bit of something every time somebody rides down the road because the guy invented the wheel so far back we're all related to him? There's all kinds of things that have moved into the public domain. Who decided that? A bunch of politicians. As though politicians are somehow bastions of what is right and just. It's ridiculous.
Quick note, the video is called Credit is Due. It's also called the Attribution Song.
All right, hey, Liberty Phoenix, thanks for the call tonight. So in short, if you put something out there for the public to consume, you shouldn't be surprised or upset.
Expect them to consume it.
If people copy it. But if you've got something that you're protecting, you know, a trade secret or something like that, and someone hacks into a network to get access to it, that's obviously a totally different story. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.